Blog Talk Radio.
Month of February. It is the return of We Are Radio Live, Business Beautiful and Entrepreneur, a program of women entrepreneurs of America. And it is your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. I am so elated to be back again in the new uncharted year, 2021, to be right here with you one more again for our annual special Founders Celebration Month show. We, as an organization of Women Entrepreneurs of America, as you all well know, is a 501c3 nonprofit membership-based organization that is about empowering and supporting disadvantaged women in business. And we have been doing this now going on 19 years. Yes, you heard it right, 19 years of giving back, consulting, nurturing, educating, fellowshipping with entrepreneurs globally. And we want you to know that it is absolutely a phenomenal time, especially during this global pandemic, to be an entrepreneur. Listen, if you want to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, go to our website at www.weainc.web.com for more information. We are so excited that we have been given an opportunity, not only as entrepreneurs, not only as women, but individuals, to continue to step out on faith to support the entrepreneur spirit. And as you all well know, we're in a global pandemic. We are going into our first anniversary of this launch of this pandemic, but it has not stopped a lot of us inspiring entrepreneurs. So shout out to you all out there that has continued on to nurture and build and keep motivated about keeping your business going and helping others who are struggling to keep their businesses going by reciprocity, by continually supporting one another and giving back to one another. But this is Founder Celebration Month. We are celebrating founders. We're celebrating founders of small businesses, celebrating founders of organizations. We are celebrating individuals who have stepped out on faith and build their own brick and mortar, and which becomes a not only a tribute to you, but to those that you serve, to the products that you produce, to the opportunities that help others, continues to utilize your resources and tools, because small businesses is the key to the world. That's where it all starts, as a small business. So shout out to founders. And again, it is the founders of Women Entrepreneurs of America's birthday month. Yes, it is my birthday month, February 12th. I will be sharing, counting down those last 50s, of this wonderful chapter of mine. And I'm looking forward to, as time gets ready to embrace me to reach those 60s, I want to still be able to do what I love to do, which is continues on my entrepreneurial journey, the endeavors that I have really sowed and harvested the seed to see it grow, to leave a legacy for my amazing grandchildren. And so for you all to know, I got 7 granddaughters, 6 grandsons. I have a new great-granddaughter now by the name of Treasure, and found out I'm going to be a great-grandmother again. So it is my vision. It is my dream. It is my purpose to leave a legacy. And that's what founders do. They found a cause. They find a purpose. They build on an opportunity that not only is going to be revenue-driven, but maybe it's a cause as a nonprofit to help others that need support. And that's what Women Entrepreneurs of America has done over the last going on 19 years. We have given opportunities to help inspiring women who would not get the help out there to get their business, whether it's one-on-one consultations, whether it's workshops, networking events, whether it's one-on-one consultations, you know, sending you to our website, connecting you with other mind-like entrepreneurs who is going through what you have are going to, you know, go through. And the collaboration effort is always so important. So there are so many founders I want to shout out today, but every Wednesday for the month of February, we're going to be coming to you live right here on the return of We Are Radio Live. And our phone number, if you'd like to call in to share, is 914-205-5323. I'm going to be bringing on some inspiring entrepreneurs, going to share about some wonderful opportunities that they have for you, talk about their entrepreneur journey, their struggles, their trials and tribulations. But not only that, for you to hear it from individuals who understand that at the end of the day, it is what they wanted to create. It is their dream, their vision, their mission to start this business called an entrepreneur. And so the return of We Are Radio Live is coming to you back. So shout out to all the founders out there. Shout out for you stepping out on faith. But again, Women Entrepreneurs of America is here to help support you. And we have a plethora. We have thousands of years of talented, skilled, empowering entrepreneurs who have started with Women Entrepreneurs of America since we started in November 2002 in the wonderful location, which I call the best location in the nation for entrepreneurs, Cleveland, Ohio. We are in a position to help you, direct you, refer you to those that can help you with a website, help you with a business plan, help you get your credit built, help you with real estate, help you with the whole concept of how to start a business. You know, you need that type of support system in place, and Women Entrepreneurs of America is here. So, again, if you'd like to be a part of Women Entrepreneurs of America, feel free. Under R. Lamar, we are on Facebook. We got Facebook pages. You can inbox me. You can reach out to any We Are members. We have 20 chapters. Can you believe it? Out of 18, 19 years, we have brought on 20 different cities and states, phenomenal members that have helped me build the wonderful world of We Are. So I tell you what, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk about some of the things that Women Entrepreneurs of America has done, but also we want to talk about founders. We want to talk about what makes a founder think and do and start and create their entrepreneurial journey. And I think that's some great information that I want to share with you. So listen, do not go nowhere. Stay right there. We'll be right back because you have joined the return of We Are Radio Live. Be right back. We'll be right back. Change your mind. Yes, you have joined the return of We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is the host and the founder of Women Entrepreneurs of America, Yolanda R. Lamar. Welcome back to our special Founders Celebration Month show. We will be coming on every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to talk about and celebrate and honor founders. My birthday is February 12th, so I am so excited that I will wake up on February 12th, God's will, to celebrate my entrepreneur journey, to celebrate my life, to celebrate this next chapter, to celebrate the fact that I have continued on to build on an organization and founded something that I felt was a great cause, which was help, empower, and support disadvantaged women with the tools and resources to start a business. It's so important to know that starting a business is not easy, but the concept of it is where it is, where you are at, and why you want to start a business, whether it's just to make some money, whether it's to help a cause, whether it's to build your legacy. But you have to have a vision in place. You have to know who you're going to serve. You have to understand what is it going to take to run it? Do you have the time to run it? You know, do you have the finances to run it? I mean, all these things are always what's in the back of an entrepreneur mind. But I am always, always advocate to support founders, because as a founder, when I started my business, I was always seeking a support system. Those that already been there before me that understand what it takes. So I surrounded myself around mine-like entrepreneurs who have already done it, was doing it, is doing it, to get a better understanding on what it takes to run a business. And so when I first stepped out, let me just start with me as the founder of Women Entrepreneurs of America. I had stepped out and started an employment agency in Cleveland, Ohio, called Labor USA Employment Agency. And I knew that, you know, starting this was going to be challenging. So I come from a background of HR and recruiting and staffing. So I had some of the skills and talents and the wherewithal to know what it takes to run a staffing agency, but I did not know what it takes to run a business. And there is totally a difference. So what I did was connected with those that were in the staffing industry, asked to sit with them, you know, inquire about some of the things. And I got some hesitation because, you know, a lot of people don't want to share their nuggets with you, and I understand that. But also, I made it such a dynamic to surround myself and show my interest in doing this that a couple of them, you know, took me under their wing, walked me through the process, you know, allowed me to, you know, understand what they were doing, whether it was the books, whether it was the hiring process, whatever. And so I started my own. I left, you know, corporate America in 2000 and started my own. But as much as it was so challenging to start my own business, it was so important that I be around mind-like entrepreneurs. So as a founder, you have to understand that, you know, we want to create. We want to, we have that phenomenal spirit to establish something. You know, that founder effect where you want to, you know, not only be the first, but create something that you believe in. And founders are truly amazing people who have stepped out to do that. So I had no clue when I started my employment agency that I was going to be starting a nonprofit organization. I was running a for-profit organization. But what ended up being so amazing about the two connections, I was receiving and surrounding myself around those amazing women who wanted to actually start their own business. So they were asking me questions on how and why I started my own business. So make a long story short, the amazing thing about the founder effect is that It's in the bottom of your epitome. You see this vision and you want to get it out there to the world, and whoever it is that you want to help or whomever you want to service, it's important that you know what you were doing. So I knew that when these women were asking me, and I'm talking about hundreds of women as I was sending out on employment assignments, they wanted to know, how did I start my business? So I started sharing with them what I was experiencing. But I knew I couldn't help them all in the way they needed. So I went back to the drawing board and researched what a nonprofit was, what it takes to run a nonprofit, what were the challenges, what is the concept. And so I started reading books about it. I reached out to a wonderful entrepreneur by the name of Cheryl Broussard out there in California, who wrote the amazing book called Sister CEO. So Google Sister CEO and read more about it. And it is a book about how African-American women start a business. And she was sharing about, from a Sister CEO standpoint, what it takes to start a business. That was back in the 90s. And that book is still out today. Shout out to Cheryl Broussard, who is an amazing founder, and her book, Sister CEO. But that book kind of gave me the toolage and the wherewithal to get started. And so I went on and created Women Entrepreneurs of America. I had no clue that I was going to be servicing women all over America when I came in that name, because I was starting with just a small group in Cleveland, Ohio. And those that know me know that I love Cleveland, Ohio. I love the spirit of the entrepreneurs in Cleveland, Ohio. So it gave me that platform in Cleveland. You know, I started meeting some wonderful individuals like Cortez Everett, James Webb, Lady Gilmore, Natasha Townsend, Khadijah Chapman, you know, just to name a few. You know, as to this day, Renee Michelle, who's still part of my organization, Stacey Purpose Yarbrough, you know, Tanya Hammeter, Yvette Hamilton. These are some amazing entrepreneurs who not only mentor me, but support this vision that I have and giving back to help these inspiring women. So as I was building my for-profit, I started working this nonprofit. The cause was to help these individuals who were limited resources and tools. And it made sense because I was limited. So I was learning and educating them as I was building my entrepreneurial journey. And that, does that make sense? Yeah, it does. So, you know, tonight I want to shout out to a few people. Charlotte Lancaster, Building Strong Women Incorporated out of Flint, Michigan. One of the amazing founders that has stepped out. She's not just your average entrepreneur. This was a woman that literally came from the trenches of homelessness and coming from the streets. And here it is. She wanted to give back and help all walks of life have a roof over their head and food to eat and an opportunity to get back into society. Building Strong Women is an amazing, amazing organization. If you are in need of housing and support, contact Charlotte Lancaster, Building Strong Women Incorporated.org, if I got the website right. It's amazing what women like Charlotte Lancaster has implemented. We're talking about another special founder, Deborah Foster, in Detroit, Michigan. We're talking about the amazing Bethlehem House right there in the heart of Detroit, Michigan. It is a home for respite women that is working but that are challenging, that's trying to get back into transition. And Deborah Foster have created from her own home a wonderful facility to help women get back. Some of the women, she's got one amazing woman that's been with her from the beginning. Now she helps run the amazing Bethlehem House. Shout out to Deb Foster. Reach out to Deb Foster. She goes like Deb Foster right there on Facebook. If you need some support, she is truly a resourceful individual. You know, I have so many that I want to talk about, but I tell you what, understand this. Founders are amazing and inspiring individuals. If you ever got a chance to support a nonprofit organization, find out who the founder was. Who was the one? I know there was a founder with United Way. I know there was a founder with the Komen. There's so many founders. Research and find out, not the president, but the founder. Who was the founder that created this amazing organization, or whoever started Building Strong Women, Charlotte Lancaster, whoever started the Bethlehem House, Deb Foster, who started and implemented Women Entrepreneurs of America, Yolanda R. Lamar. You know, Google and find out about these organizations. And then what you want to do is support them, because running a nonprofit is challenging. But being a founder is so important, because you get an opportunity to really show the world and those that you're trying to empower your vision and mission on giving back into the community. So I'm going to take one more break. I think it's so important that you know that this is the return of We Are Radio Live, and it is a celebration of founders and my birthday month. Also, I'm celebrating my birthday with Yolanda Howard Wood and Shirley Buckner Tate. These are two of my birthday twins, but also one of my WIA sisters, her birthday is going to be February 11th, Kim Davis, one of the amazing, amazing members out of the Flint chapter. So shout out to those wonderful women, because we're going to be celebrating with them next week on our next show. So stay tuned and do not go nowhere. I got a few more things to share with you, because you have tuned in to the return of We're Radio Live, Business as Usual for an Entrepreneur. We'll be right back. All right. I think I was muted. I am so sorry. I lost about 8 minutes with you. Welcome back to the Return of We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is our special Founder Celebration Month, and we are celebrating founders all over the world. I'm the founder of Women Entrepreneurs of America. I'm Yolanda R. Lamar, and my birthday is coming up. And shout out to all the February birthdays. I am so sorry my mic got muted and I lost at least 5 minutes, but I was sharing the importance of supporting founders. Shout out to the wonderful chapters that I have out there, headquartered in Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to Yvette Hamilton, Stacey Yarbrough, Purpose. Shout out to Renee Michelle, Tanya Hammeter, Lisa Casorti, James Webb, our hero of WEA, Terry Reese, of you out there, thank you for being supportive and the honorary hero. Aldridge Baker is out there in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, shout out to the wonderful chapters from Detroit, Michigan, Indianapolis, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois. Let's talk about go all the way east. New York, New Jersey, Tawana, Boston, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Angel Regis Felix, Awea International. Let's go to St. Louis, Kansas City, Missouri. Shout out to Cheryl Young Ellis. Thank you so much for calling me last night. Let's go to Houston, Texas, Las Vegas. Let's talk about California. Kimberly Todd Tullis, who is in Los Angeles, California, praying for you all out there to stay safe. Orlando, Florida, right here in the heart of Florida, Miami, Tampa, and Fort Lauderdale. You know, just to name some of the chapters, thank you so much for being a part of the growth and the sustainability of Women Entrepreneurs of America. But from the founder standpoint, it's so important to know that, you know, strictly speaking, you know, in business, founders are the people who establish the company. That is, they take on the risk and they are rewarded by creating something from nothing. Can you imagine? That's what really makes you feel rewarded, because you created something from nothing. You know, remember, an idea by itself is not the company, though most companies start with an idea. And the amazing thing about it as a founder, you know, is the individual or maybe a group, it could be a co-founder, who forms and establishes the business or organization. Typically, you know, the responsibility for setting the mission of the vision is the company, but the founder takes the business from an idea to an entity, and that's really important. So, you know, you can start and create anything, but if you can take that idea, turn it into something else, just like God did with the world, that speaks volumes as an entrepreneur. So, again, we're shouting out to founders. We're going to be coming on every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 914-205-5323. I'm going to be interviewing and talking to some wonderful entrepreneurs over the next several Wednesdays. You're welcome to call in and share about your entrepreneurial business vision, talk about some of the things that you're going through. We'll have a few minutes. But again, Women Entrepreneurs of America is here to support and help you. So if you're interested in being a part of Women Entrepreneurs of America, we are looking for new members. Reach out to us, inbox us. Go to www.weainc.webs.com. We would love to hear more about how can we empower and support you. What needs do you have? How can we as an organization empower and support you? Shout out to my sisters in Texas, Tandy Hicks. Shout out to my sisters out there that is making it happen. And we're so excited that we are in a new year, a new president, and a new Black first female vice president. So next Wednesday, February 10th, join me right here on We Are Radio Live, business as usual, 914-205-5323 is the call-in number. I look forward to seeing you. Give us a call because you tuned in to the Return of We Are Radio Live. Have a great and wonderful, fabulous, favorite Friday. God bless.